Welcome to this week's Top 10 Countdown with Gary L. and Gigi's Boo on Real Liberty Media and over on Discord, the Suspect Sky site, where we're simulcasting. We have some awesome people here in the chat room tonight. And unfortunately, we have the most awesome can't be with us tonight. Gigi's Boo's a little bit under the weather, so looks like I'm flying solo. Anyhow, yeah, regrettably, Cindy, Wild Island Cat, you're not going to get your dose of accent this week. So how's everyone doing? Just listen to Hal Anthony behind Woodshed precedes us over on RLM Radio. Another masterful job. And if you're not over here, you're missing the boat. And if it's too much for you to handle, don't know what to tell you. Anyhow, here we are, Top 10 Countdown for 1949. And we'll kick off with number 10. Al Morgan, Jealous Heart.
Jealous heart, oh, jealous heart, stop beating. Can't you see the damage you have done? You have driven her away forever. Jealous heart, now I'm the lonely one. I was part of everything she planned for, and I know she loved me at the start. Now she hates the sight of all I stand for, all because of you, oh jealous heart.
Jealous Heart, number 10, 1949. Who would have guessed that was originally a country western song? Yeah, made by the composer Jenny Lou Carson. And that was back in 1944. Tex Ritter recorded it. And his version spent 23 weeks on the country western chart, peaking at number 2. It finally crossed over into the pop music field. And the one you just heard, Al Morgan, who was a Chicago-based vocalist pianist whose version of Jealous Heart released September 1949, was on the hit parade for 6 months, spending 10 weeks in the top 5. Wow, pretty good. I'm really not familiar with that song. I think this is the first time I've ever heard it. Okay, so let's move along here. So how about some of the news from 1949? But before we jump into that, let's get a taste of what the radio news actually sounded like.
Now to the editorial room of the Jurgens Journal and Walter Winchell.
Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. North and South American. All the ships at sea. Let's go to press. New York City. The Hudson River ice floes prevented the police launches from finding the body of the man who jumped from the George Washington Bridge a few hours ago. He was middle-aged and about 5'6". New York City. Attention, Hamilton, Ontario. Tragedy struck at the Fifth Avenue mansion of Dr. and Josephine Benedict Sharp today. The 27-year-old heiress to the Benedict typewriter fortune swallowed about 50 sleeping pills after a violent quarrel with her husband. Hollywood. The drummer in the Harry James Orchestra was arrested and charged with being a dope fiend today. He said the heroin he used cost him $450 an ounce.
So there was Walter Winchell. That was back in the day, huh? And that heroin, as he called it, $450 an ounce. I have no idea what it goes for per ounce now. I suspect it's a bit more than $450. On 11 January 1949, the first network television broadcast took place as KDKA-TV in Pittsburgh goes on the air connecting the East Coast and Midwest programming. On the 2nd of March, Captain James Gallagher lands his B-50 Superfortress, Lucky Lady 2, in Fort Worth, Texas, after completing the first nonstop around-the-world airplane flight that took 94 hours and 1 minute. 4th of April, the 12 nations signed the North Atlantic Treaty Organization contract, I guess, agreement, whatever you call it, creating the NATO. In fact, months or so before that, there were riots in Iceland when Iceland signed up with an intent to join NATO. Interesting, huh? So let's move on now to number 9 song. And some of you might just remember this, and I think this starts to give us a flavor of the influence of the TV that was just starting to get popular in 1949. Frankie Lane, Mule Train.
Clippity clop, clippity clop, clippity 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 clopping along. There's a plug of chaw tobacco for a rancher in Corona, a guitar for a cowboy way out in Arizona, a dress of calico for a pretty Navajo. Get along, you. Get along. You train. Clippity-clop, clippity-clop, clippity-clippity, clippity-clippity, clippity-clopping along. There's some cotton thread and needles for the folks away out yonder, a shovel for a miner who left his home to wander, some rheumatism pills for the settlers in the hills. Get along, you!
Train, Frankie Lane. Funny how that rhymes. Kind of like it. Yeah, Frankie Lane and the Mule Skinners version was recorded on October 2nd, 1949, released by Mercury. This version first reached the Billboard chart November 4th, 1949, and lasted 13 weeks, peaking at number one. It was also featured in the 1950 Republic Western, Singing Guns, where it was sung by Vaughn Monroe, and was nominated for the Academy Award for Best Original Songs in 1950. Oh No got beat out by Mona Lisa, and we all know who sang that. Interesting sidebar to this story. It was the first studio-created gimmick of whip-cracking sound effects. Critic Ralph Gleason called it an early rock and roll hit for adults. It's often cited as an outstanding early example of studio production techniques. Now just imagine that. We've often talked about the lack of manipulation of the data on the songs. And I don't guess whip cracking sounds or sound effects of that nature count as digital processing, huh? Oh well, that's the way it was in 1949. And what else was going on in 1949? How about the World Series? Who knows who won the World Series in 1949? Now, this one is probably going to be an easy one because of both the popularity and the frequency of the team winning World Series. Yes, who did that? Who said it in the chat room here? That's Grimnir and Moose Girl. Both guessed correctly, the Yankees. We have winners. Free hot dogs and lemonade. They beat the Brooklyn Dodgers 4-1, so I guess there wasn't much of a contest there. And the Stanley Cup, I guess Wild Alan Cat would probably know who won the Stanley Cup in 1949. And at the risk of creating an echo across the various shows, it would happen to be the Toronto Maple Leafs again. They seemed like they had a lock on the Stanley Cup back in the day. They defeated Detroit. The Detroit Red Wings. How about the Kentucky Derby champion? This time we did not have a Triple Crown winner. Anyone know who won the Kentucky Derby in 1949? Ponder. A horse by the name of Ponder. So that will bring us now, let's see, we're heading to number 8, aren't we? Uh-oh. You got to be careful about these little birds, because a little bird told me.
Little bird told me I was falling.
that little bird did it. Spilled the beans that he loved her. Oh, no. There was interesting drama surrounding the song, actually. And before we get into that, this particular recording by Evelyn Knight was released by Decca Records and reached the Billboard bestseller chart on November 12, 1948. Lasted 21 weeks on the chart, peaking at number one. It was also the bigger side of a two-sided hit. Now, how often did that happen back in the day? And I have to explain, you see, that's when they had these vinyl records, and there was a song on each side, and you had to turn it over. You know, you get that? Okay. Okay, it was actually a double-sided hit record, the other side being Brush Those Tears From Your Eyes, which charted reaching number 24. But prior to the Evelyn Knight recording, it was originally recorded by Paula Watson and was released by Supreme Records and reached the Billboard bestseller chart on November 26, 1948 and lasted 11 weeks on the chart, peaking at number 14. So why was that significant? But in 1950, Supreme Records lost a case in the United States District Court for the Central District of California against Decca Records for having robbed them of that song. Her version, the original version, enjoyed a 14-week run, but it reached number 2 on the R&B chart, number 6 on the pop chart. But in 1948, Decca, who created the recording you just heard, which was actually a cover version for the original owner sued, saying that they had copied Watson's singing precisely to the degree that fooled musical experts brought into court as witnesses. Knight was accompanied by a band that included Walter Page on bass, the Starducksters, and Johnny Parker. Supreme claimed that Decca had stolen aspects of the original recording, including its arrangement, texture, and vocal style. But the case served as a notorious example of one performer covering the work of other performers. However, the court ruled that musical arrangements are not copyrightable property. Individual interpretations or arrangements of a given style could not be protested under the law. And what did this have the effect of doing? And it's a big deal today. It opened the door for people to do cover versions of original songs. So that's pretty landmark. That's a pretty big deal when you think about it. Yeah, that's wild, huh? So what else going on here? Ooh, let's see. Let's talk about movies. What were the top movies of 1948? Anyone got a guess? Pick one. We got a few to choose from. How about All the King's Men? How about 12 O'Clock High? The Sands of Iwo Jima? She Wore a Yellow Ribbon. And The Third Man. All of those movies, I'm betting folks out there have probably heard of. And that is pretty much the news wrap-up. Okay, 1949, Cruising Down the River. Russ Morgan, the number 7 song.
a sentimental tune. Cruising down the river on a Sunday afternoon, the birds above all sing of love a gentle sweet refrain. The winds around all make a sound like softly falling rain. Just two of us
Cruising Down the River became the winner of a public songwriting competition held in the UK. Words and music were actually entered by two middle-aged women named Eli Bedell and Neil Tollerton. The words had been written by Eiley, I guess it is, in the 1920s, and probably picked that up from the melody, from the musical style. And the music hall artist Anna Dale created the music for it. The recording you just heard by Russ Morgan was released by Decca and reached Billboard Magazine bestseller chart on February 18, 1949, lasted 22 weeks on the chart, peaking at number one. The song became one of the biggest hits of his career as well as his signature song. The recording was another two-sided hit, as we just talked about previously, as the flip side, Sunflower, also reached number 10 on the chart, so there were both songs in the top 10 from one record. That's pretty impressive to me. What's next on the top 10 countdown? How about number 6? I Can Dream, Can't I?
No matter how near you be, you never belong to me. But I can dream, can't I? Can I pretend that I'm locked in the bend of your embrace? For dreams just like wine, and I am drunk with mine. I'm aware my heart is a sad affair. There's much disillusion there, but I can dream. Open your heart, but I can dream, can't I? I'm aware my heart is a sad affair. There's much disillusion there, but I can. Open your heart, but I can dream, can I can dream, can I?
I Can Dream, Can't I? Originally written by Sammy Fain with the lyrics by Irving Cahal. It was published in 1937 and was included in a flop musical by the name of Right This Way. Tommy Dorsey released a hit recording of it the same year, but it was in the post-war years that the song gained its greatest success. This is a song, as with many things, we see persistence wins out. The version you just heard was recorded by the Andrews Sisters and Gordy Jenkins Orchestra on July 15, 1949, released by Decca, reached the Billboard charts on September 16, 1949, and number one on all three of the magazine's main pop charts at the time. That's pretty impressive. So it just goes to show that if at first you don't succeed, sing, sing again, right? Perry Como sang a cover for this on the NBC radio show, The Chesterfield Supper Club. It's also covered by Cass Elliot and included in her second solo album, Bubblegum, Lemonade, and Something for Mama, in 1969. The Carpenters also recorded a cover in 1975 in their album, Horizon. And it goes on and on. So this was quite a popular song to performers all through the last, I don't know, 50, 60 years. The number five, Slipping Around? Oh no, who's slipping around? Anybody out there slipping around?
Seems we always have to slip around to be together, dear.
Slipping around,
afraid we might be found.
I know I can't forget you, and I've gotta have you near.
But we just have to slip around and live in constant fear.
Oh, you're tied up with someone else, and I'm all tied up too.
I know I've made mistakes, dear,
but I'm so in love with you.
I hope someday I'll find a way to bring you back to me. And I won't have to slip around to have your company.
Like it's slipping around to me. A song originally recorded and written by Floyd Tillman in 1949, but the one you just heard was a cover version by Margaret Whiting and Jimmy Wakely and reached number one on the retail folk or country bestseller charts. A song about a person cheating on his or her spouse. Yeah, I think we got that. I noticed that Jimmy Wakely's voice was very reminiscent of another cowboy singer. Anybody get that same feeling and know who I'm talking about? How about Gene Autry? He seemed to have some of the same singing styles as Gene Autry in the day. Interesting, though, the original writer, Floyd Tillman, wrote a follow-up song the same year with essentially the same melody called I'll Never Slip Around Again, in which the cheater had married the one that he or she had cheated with, but was then worried that he or she is being cheated on. Oh no, Tillman as well as Whiting and Wakely recorded this song, as did Doris Day. How cool is that? Yeah, I'm sorry Gigi's Boo couldn't be with us tonight. I think some people call it being down in your back. Had some issues with her back, and today was not a good day for that. So she tried. She tried to get up, but it was too painful. It was way too painful. And this really isn't worth it for all the pain that would be experienced going through that. It's really not worth it. We just have fun doing this at Real Liberty Media and Discord at the Suspect's Guide Discord Music Appreciation Chat, if you want to call it that. And over at RLM Radio and Real Liberty Media, of course, last month was the fundraiser, but I don't think anybody would object to, you know, an April surprise and, you know, a little funding for Real Liberty Media and funding 365 days a year. I'm sure that would not be objected to. Number four, 1949. This one I think most people will recognize.
Some enchanted evening, you may see a stranger. You may see a stranger across a crowded room, and somehow you know even then, that somewhere you'll see her again and again. Some enchanted evening, someone may be laughing. You may hear her laughing across a crowded room, and night after night, as strange as it seems, the sound of her laughter will sing in your dreams. Who can explain it? Who can tell you why? Fools give you reasons, wise men never try. Some enchanted evening, when you find your true love, when you feel her call you across a crowded room, then fly to her side and make her your own. Or all through your life you may dream all alone. Never let her go. Once you have found her, never let her go.
One of my favorite songs ever, Some Enchanted Evening, with Perry Como singing. It's a show tune from 1949 Rodgers and Hammerstein musical, South Pacific. It was described as the single best popular hit to come out of any Rodgers and Hammerstein show. Andrew Lloyd Webber described it as the greatest song ever written for a musical. So who's seen South Pacific, the movie, I guess? I'm sure I have in a long time. The original Broadway production, Some Enchanted Evening, was sung by former Metropolitan Opera bass Ezio Pinza, or Ezio Pinza, I'm not sure how you pronounce that. Pinza won the Tony Award for Best Actor in 1950 for this role. And the song made him a favorite with audiences and listeners who normally did not attend or even listen to opera. Lots and lots of different versions. Perry Como, of course, in 1949 that you just listened to, reached number one. Frank Sinatra did it in 1949. Bing Crosby did it in 1949. And that list is quite extensive. All the way up into 1995, The Temptations did a version of that. Art Garfunkel sang it in 2007 from his album entitled Some Enchanted Evening. And it was sung again in a Broadway remake in 2008 by Paulo Zott. And guess what? Bob Dylan did it. It was his number one song in 2015, the album Shadows in the Night. You're listening to the Top 10 Countdown with Gary L. and Gigi's Boo. And we're going to try to get, I guess, a little deeper into the romance here. Anybody has somebody to snuggle up with? Got some good music.
Up in the morning, out on the job, work like the devil for my pay. But that lucky old son got nothing to do, roll around heaven all day. Show me that river, take me across, wash all my troubles away. Like that lucky old son, give me nothing to do but roll around heaven all day.
Right from the dawning till the evening, nothing but slaving, and all the time I pray.
Where like the devil for my pay, but that lucky old son got nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. Fuss with my woman, toil for my kids, sweat till I'm wrinkled and gray. Somebody new.
you would leave after all we've been through. It's breaking my heart to remember the dreams we depended upon. You're leaving a slow dying ember. I'll miss you, my love, when you're gone. I wish you joy, though teardrops burn. But if someday you should want to return, please hurry back and we'll make a new start, dear. Till then, you're breaking my heart. L'aurora di bianco vestita già l'uscio di schiude gran sol, di già con le rosse suarita carezza di fiore il sol. I wish you joy, though teardrops burn. But if someday you should want to return, please hurry back and we'll make a new start, dear. Till then, you're breaking my heart.
You're breaking my heart. You know, this was originally an Italian song by the name of Mattinata, written by Ruggero Leoncavallo in the beginning of the 20th century. And it had lapsed into the public domain in the United States by the time the English song was set to its tune, and Vic Damone, the version you just heard, the number 3 song, was released by Mercury Records. The flip side was four Winds and 7 Seas. The recording first entered the Billboard chart on June 10th, 1949, lasting 26 weeks and peaking at number 1. The number 2 song that played previous to that, yeah, we switched them around. That Lucky Old Sun Just Rolls Around Heaven All Day, 1949 popular song, with music by Beasley Smith and words by Haven Gillespie. Like Old Man River, its lyrics contrast the toil and intense hardship of the singer's life with the obliviousness of the natural world. The biggest version of that, which you just heard, was recorded by Frankie Lane, released on Mercury, and reached the Billboard magazine bestseller chart on August 19, 1949, lasted 22 weeks, peaking at number 1. Also, Vaughn Monroe and his orchestra released a version, and Louis Armstrong released on Decca his version, October 14, 1949, lasted 3 weeks on the Billboard chart, peaking at 24. Frank Sinatra did it too. October 29th, 1949, peaked at number 16. So, yet, here was another one that was well in demand. Okay, before we go to the number 1 song, like normal, we reach back deep into the archives of the top 30 and picked out the number 28 version. And this one is another one of my favorites, or our favorites, actually. You're adorable.
Johnny Jones was serenading Mary. He sure could quote a lot of poetry, but he'd much rather tell her what he learned in his speller when they both attended PS 33.
A.
You're adorable.
B.
You're so beautiful.
C.
You're a cutie full of charms.
D.
You're a darling and
E.
You're exciting.
F.
You're a feather in my arms.
G.
You look good to me.
H.
You're so heavenly.
I.
You're the one I idolize.
J.
We're like Jack and Jill.
K.
You're so kissable.
L.
Is the love light in your eyes. M N O P.
You could go on all day.
Q R S T.
Alphabetically speaking, you're okay. You
made my life complete.
V.
Means you're awfully sweet. W, X, Y, Z. It's fun to wander through the alphabet with you. To tell
us what?
I mean.
Uh-huh.
To tell you what you mean to me.
We love you alphabetically.
Hey, you're adorable. Music by Sid Lipman, lyrics by Buddy Kay and Fred Wise, published in 1948. The most well-known version that you just heard, Perry Como and the Fontaine Sisters, was performed and recorded March 1st, 1949. It was released on single records as follows. In the United States by RCA Victor in 1949. In the United Kingdom by HMV in June 1949, in Japan by Victor Entertainment on 78 RPM with the flip side Bali High, and in Australia by His Master's Voice with the flip side My Melancholy Baby. Okay, we've come up to the time when we're going to get the number one song coming at you, and we'll I guess most appropriately this song. We'll just mount up our noble steeds and ride out of the top 10 studio. But before so, I want to talk about what's coming next week. Yeah, we've run out of 40s, but not quite. We're going to pick out the best of the 40s. And you'll hear a lot of big band music, and not necessarily the top 10s, but just the ones that we kind of like. The Benny Goodmans and all these great songs that predated our start date of 1946, but we go all the way back to 1940. And through the war years, some really good music came out. It just didn't happen to chart because there weren't any charts. So anyway, we'll have a best of the 40s presentation next week. And the following week, we'll jump off into the 50s where things start to change. And that's what's interesting about doing the show and doing the research of this show, is you start to see the music reflects the social changes, the social conditions. So as we move forward through time, maybe we'll come to have an appreciation for some of the differences that we've had over all these years, and maybe why some of the things are the way they are. Could be. I guess you have to use your imagination that way. But in any event, yeah, we're a little bit early, but that's okay. Because we have Vaughn Monroe on the number one song that's going to take us on out of here. Thanks for listening. Look forward to seeing you next time, and I'm sure Gigi's Boo will be back with a vengeance for for the, she especially likes these 40s songs, so we'll have a great 1940 good song party or something. I'm not sure what we'll call it. But thanks for showing up. Thanks for being so supportive. We appreciate that, both at RLM Radio and the Discord chat. We'll see you next time. Right on.
An old cowpoke went riding out one dark and windy day. Upon a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw, a-plowing through the ragged skies, and up a cloudy draw. Were still on fire, and their hooves were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny, and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky, for he saw the riders coming hard, and he heard their mournful cry. In the sky, their faces gaunt, their eyes were blurred, and shirts all soaked with sweat. They're riding hard to catch that herd, but they ain't caught 'em yet, 'cause they've got to ride forever on that range up in the sky, on horses snorting fire as they ride on, hear their cry. Yippee-i-o! Loped on by him, he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell, a-riding on our reins, then cowboy, change your ways today, or with us you will ride, a-trying to catch the devil's herd across these endless skies.